Oh, wait. What was it? Oh, in your face! Oh!
No one gets that reference because that tape was lost.
You're listening to Weird Board, the weird board game show from NewsAz.com. This is the audio portion of the Weird Board video series. Be sure to check out the video version of this show at NewsAz.com to see this episode's gameplay. In this episode, Christy and Matt play Mr. Bacon's Big Adventure. Without any further ado, here are Christy and Matt with this episode of We're Bored.
All right. Now, this is actually the second time we're playing this because of a camera malfunction on my part, but I'm still eager to play it.
And I'm still hungry.
We have 10 games in the first season. This is the one I bought because I really wanted to play it. Because
you're a meataholic.
Yeah. I mean, it's Mr. Bacon's Big Adventure. And I was really curious.
How can you not be happy with these little things?
And it's a roll and move or a spin and move. There's not much to it. We thought there wasn't much to it. There's these cards that really, really
screw you up.
Yeah, screw you up. So we're going to play it again. I loved it last time. I won, but that's not going to be an official scoreboard. Just want to have that clear. I did win this.
There's an official scoreboard?
Well, not yet. There might be on the Azaz. But so we're going to play this again.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how much we explained last time, but it's pretty easy.
Yeah, spin it, you go.
I mean, I explained it to you, but I'll explain it again for anyone watching. But yeah, you spin and you move to the colored space. If you hit a meatball, you draw a card. If you spin and draw a card, you draw a card. You do what the card says. They're pretty simple. There's not really any good cards in there. There's like two or three, but most of them are made to really screw you up. If you hit a slide, you follow the bacon slide, good or bad, back or forth. And that's it. We'll just...
You want to avoid Vegan Alley or Gristle Grotto because you can't get
true,
out.
True, yes. If you get on Vegan Alley, you have to spin a corn dog to get out. Or is it a beef jerky?
Vegan Alley is a beef jerky. Gristle Grotto is a corn dog.
Correct. Yes. Gristle Grotto, you roll a corn dog to get out. Or one of us did have the card, Vegan Alley, beef jerky to get out.
Now, here's a weird thing. Why, you would never get there. You would never get there.
That's interesting. That's different. Okay. So, new rule that we didn't play. So, this may have adversely affected game outcome last time. If you hit Vegan Alley, if you have the card, you can just keep going this way. But if you don't have a card, you go this way, so you start all over again, so you didn't have to roll to get out, or roll to get out. I guess it's an either or. Because it does tell you to roll beef jerky to get out, so I guess...
Now, do you have to roll beef jerky, and then you have to start all
I guess
over?
No, because that's not what it said. Let's say this, because okay. It's Archie McPhee. They probably didn't have a whole large group of people writing the rules. Yeah. Let's say, if you get the Vegan Alley, we'll stick with their beef jerky. We'll have the option. Either you roll for a beef jerky, or you can start all over again.
Okay.
That's a long way to start over again, though.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. I think I know what I'm choosing.
All right. So.
Okay.
So youngest person goes first. That we did determine last time.
Still me.
Yep. That has not changed. Okay. All right. My turn.
So after we played it the first time, I did feel older.
I've got, what did I get?
Beef jerky.
So I'm one ahead of you. Okay. Pepperoni. No. Well, hold on here. I know you lost by a lot last time. You didn't have to. No, you know, cheat. All right. I got to draw the first card.
Okay.
This might not be good because you drew the first card. You ended up sucked. Like up here and then all the way back to the beginning.
I was like, whoa. Oh.
Go swim in a sausage sea. Oh, my God. I could win this in 5 minutes. And if I do, we're playing again. All right. Oh, man. This
will be total meatball.
This would be total meatball.
Move any player back 3 spaces.
All right.
Any player going to be you.
Yeah, well, you're not going to move yourself?
No. Oh.
Don't hurt yourself. All right. We got beef jerky. I am very close to the end already. Very, very close. Even closer now. I'm potentially one roll away from winning this game in record time.
This would suck.
If I get a corn dog, you're done. I'm done. I won. Nope. Okay. But now I have two ways to win, corn dog or beef jerky. I now have four ways to win. If I roll anything but a draw a card, I win. I won. Let's play again. There we go. We won't even do best out of three.
Okay.
New game. That was a warm up. That was to make me feel better that I lost the recording on the first one. I was able to win again, get it on camera. Now this is the real one. Okay?
Okay.
I'm trying to help here. Don't look at me like that.
I appreciate that.
Corn. All right, so we're matching play already here.
In the baloney forest.
Okay. I just want to go on the record that the first game took us over 20 minutes.
The second game took us 5 seconds.
Five. I thought this would be no problem playing again.
Okay. Escape from Gristle Grotto. I can use it if I need it.
All right.
Last time I got it, I didn't need it anyway.
All right.
Because I never got that far.
Pepperoni. Draw a card.
Briefly consider veganism. Go to vegan alley.
Okay. Well, think of it this way, though. You really didn't lose anything. So now...
I'm ahead of you, technically.
Yeah, if you roll a beef jerky, or if you want to try to catch up faster, you can go from the start.
Oh.
You're trying to roll to get out now?
Yep.
Okay. That's fine. That's your prerogative. Okay, draw a card. Let's see something interesting. Escape from... You want this?
No.
Good. I was going to give it to you anyway. You're really going to hold on to that, trying to roll out with a beef jerky? Okay. There's a beef jerky. You want that?
Nope.
Nope. Can't have it. There you go. You want to go ahead? I'll give you the... You can even move one. Wait, you're ahead of me. Why did I do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Shit. Is that a draw?
Yep.
Move forward 5 spaces. This is how the first game started. I just want to go on the record saying. So don't get too cocky.
I'm not cocky.
Of course, then I got stuck here for like 8 turns.
Yeah.
Allow other players. Oh, I'm sorry. All other players go back 2 spaces. What? The vegan alley. All right. We should say, Christy, for anyone listening to the audio, Christy is stuck in vegan alley again and waiting to roll the beef jerky, which is not done. And meanwhile,
I can't take advanced. I can't pick a card.
Why not? Because there might be an escape from vegan alley.
No, it's a go hide out in the hot dog hideout.
Oh, okay, no, you can't do that then. Well, now...
Put that in there.
Yeah. All right, I got to draw a card. I should have took that one. Move any player to Mustard Marsh.
You can't move me.
Why not?
Because
you'll be out then. Why don't you let me help you?
Okay, you can help me.
Where's Mustard Marsh? Okay, see, I was going to see where it was first.
Yeah, make sure it's not behind you.
There, you're out. And now you're on my tail. You're only 3 spaces away from me after being stuck.
Thank you.
Chris, you're ahead of me. So this is like one messed up version of Candyland is what this comes down to. Oh, man, come on. What is that? Oh, that's nothing. Nothing I need to worry about. All right.
I'm going 1 space at a time.
I know. We have to cut some. Oh, man. Look at that. In one spin, we're back to back again.
Bacon, the great equalizer.
Hey.
I got it.
I'm putting you back. Is that
draw a card.
Okay. Go for a stroll in the Meatball Meadow. So almost where I was before after my last terrible spin. In fact, it was where I was before my spin. And if I get corn dog again, I'm quitting. I love this game and I hate this game. This was more like the first time we played. So yeah. I'm glad we got this on. I was really afraid we were going to play a second game on the fixed recording and have it 5 minutes again. So no fear of that because I think we're well past that.
You're a pepperoni.
All right.
The next player you pass must go back to start.
Okay, so it says hold
keep
if needed, right?
Use,
yeah, so we had that before. We didn't actually have to use it, but if I get ahead of you and then you pass me, I have to go to start. So I want to stay. If I get ahead of you, I want to stay ahead of you the rest of the game. Somehow, there's no skill involved, so it's going to be luck. Like this, switch places with the next player ahead or behind you. So now we switch places, but if you pass me, I got to go back to start now. Oh, and vegan athlete, no less.
Oh, you had the card.
Oh, I do. All right, I'm going to use that next turn.
Move any player back 4 spaces.
Might as well move me because I was going to get out of Vegan Alley. Oh, come on. Now I can't get out. I can't get out for free. I don't have my card. And you're going to pass me if I don't get out. Oh, well, if that keeps happening, it'll be okay. So now I'm going for the beef jerky roll, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, though. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try it once because you're not that far ahead of me. And the way this game is going, well, let me just, I'll decide next round, next turn. Ah! I'm out, so it don't matter. That's the only chance you get to use strategy in this game. It was right there. This could be terrible. Go to Hot Dog Hideout. Ooh.
Move forward or backward to the nearest bacon slide.
Get a little farther. Ah, I gotta draw a card. So I can move forward and I have to draw a card. Move backwards 5 spaces. Go directly to Gristle Grotto. This is where I got stuck last time. This is Corn Dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Move forward to the next Meatland.
Oh, my God. All right. Last time I was stuck here, I didn't get a Corn Dog for like 8 spins. And there's one.
Go hiking in the Baloney Forest.
Oh, there's 2. Yes.
Go sloshing through Mustard Marsh.
Oh, this card could screw me. Move backwards 6 spaces. Oh, come on. You still know if by some miracle you pass me, I have to go back to start. That's still in play.
It's still not going to happen.
I know, but it's still... It's.
If
I keep landing on cards that draw that movie backwards... Well, when you spin like that, it ain't going to happen. Oh, there's another card. Get lost in Wiener Wasteland. Where is it? Look at that. What do you mean it's not going to happen? You are like 2 rolls away from that happening, or 2 spins away from that happening. Well, 3, if that one was better. Draw a card. So what's that mean? Switch places with any player. What does that mean? You've now passed me.
Doesn't mean anything.
you
doesn't mean anything.
Optimistic.
I was in the
board game player.
I
was 1 roll away. I was right here. I was 1 roll away from winning. Or spin, whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's pepperoni. That's clearly pepperoni from this angle. And a card.
Move forward 6 spaces.
God, darn it. No, I meant it was beef jerky. All right, what do I got? Corn dog? Nothing. corn dog again for you. What do I get? The pepperoni?
Pepperoni. Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's no way I'm going to catch up unless you get a series of terrible cards like I had.
Well, there's only one card left.
Well, we'll have to shuffle them. Well, I'll get the last card and we'll shuffle them. Lose your next turn. Thank you so much for that. And you can get rid of that now because I started back at the start. Isn't that what that card is?
No.
Oh, it's not? What is it?
I put that in there. This is Escape from Gristle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hold on to that. I'm sorry. You keep that.
Okay. My turn?
Go ahead. Go twice while I got plenty of time to shuffle now because I lost a turn. So my attitude's changed a little bit since the start of this round, I see. Oh, no. It doesn't matter. I'm never going to win because I'm in the business. That's you.
That's what I sound like.
Olive loaf, no less. Just insult to injury. Ha! Oh. One spot. All right. You got two outs your next spin. You get a corn dog or a beef jerky. You're done. You won. Oh, wait a minute. May as well say you win. It says go. Oh, it goes directly to Gristle Grotto. I got a shot. It's a long shot. I got a shot. Oh, that shot's gone. There.
Yay!
Are you happy now?
Yay. My dad's a little guy. Yay.
So I just realized now, basically, the object of the game is to
get into the frying
yourself
pan.
To fry. Wait, you're whistling. Oh, these guys do something different. You're whistling.
Yes.
I'm like doing a karate chop. What do the other ones do?
You're doing the robot.
What's this guy doing? What would you call that? Ah, this is the one I should have played. Look at that. He is a player. That's what he's doing.
Oh, wait. What was it? Oh, in your face. Oh,
no one gets that reference because that tape was lost. Chris at convention. There. Do you like this game now? You didn't like it last time we played it.
Nope, still don't like it.
Oh, why? It's fun. It's fun.
It is fun in the fact that,
I will admit,
there's equal opportunity to win.
The second one was a lot like the first one we played that we didn't get recorded. The first game we played in this recording was a little like, I hope we didn't play it. But that second game was much like the one we lost. So that was fun. I enjoyed that. That's fun.
It's
a fun game.
And it does, it's not for the vegetarians.
No, not at all. In fact, speaking of that, if you really want to have some fun with this game, there's the alternate meat feast rules, and you need additional items that don't come with the game, obviously, for obvious reasons, and that is some pepperoni slices, some beef jerky, sliced olive loaf, sliced bologna, sliced ham, pepperoni sticks, corn dogs, mustard, bacon slices, meatballs, hot dogs, Vienna sausages, little smoky sausages, gravy, tofu, veggie burger, carrots, and vegan cornbread. Okay, so then follow the same exact rules, except every time you move, you must eat a little bit of the food that you land on. So that's with the beef jerky, olive oil, pepperoni, corn dog. If you land on a space with a meatball on it, you must eat a meatball, plus a bit of the food beneath the meatball. So, okay, there is. There's corn dog, and there's a pepperoni. Okay, I see. If you end up in Vegan Alley, you are punished by having to eat healthy food, veggie burger. Oh, if you land on, I'm sorry, where's Vegan Alley? Oh, if you go through this way, okay, that's what these are for. So this first spot, if you decide to go this route, this first spot, you have to eat a veggie burger. Next one, you have to eat some tofu. This one, a carrot. And this one, vegan cornbread. That's
okay.
Funny. Now that they mention that, I notice these pictures are different. Here's the fun part. When you land on these different, you want to point them out again like we did last time that we lost? Okay.
Yes.
When you land in these different meat worlds, if you land in Bologna Forest, you must eat a bologna wrapped pepperoni stick. If you land in Mustard Marsh, you must eat a corn dog slathered in mustard. Meatball Meadows, eat a meatball shish kebab with a pepperoni stick as a skewer. Wiener Wasteland, eat a hot dog wrapped in ham. Vegan Alley, eat a jiggly cube of tofu topped with shredded carrots. Hot Dog Hideout, eat a hot dog, a Vienna sausage, and a pepperoni stick all at once. Sausage C, eat a sausage slathered in gravy. Now, we had this discussion before. That's all going to be...
That's gross.
Depends what gravy. If you get, like, that white
turkey
breakfast gravy. No, if you get turkey gravy, that's disgusting. But if you get, like, gravy on gravy and biscuits, not so bad. I'm sorry. Go back to this. Gristle Grotto. Eat a meatball wrapped in olive loaf and dipped in gravy. Now, I think there's no winning with any gravy on that one. And last but not least, you hit a bacon slide, you eat a slice of fried bacon. Which would be my goal every game.
Yeah.
So
you'd be aiming for the slides.
Yep. So I like this game. This one will not be going to Goodwill.
No, this one will be played again.
No, we give away the other games to Goodwill. And,
so that other people can go through stuff.
Yeah, almost sounds like we don't like Goodwill. And that's why we're giving it to them, but because they're bad games. But no, we're not going to do anything with them in no sense of tearing apart. Maybe someone can have some fun out of them. But no, this one, no, I'm going to keep this. I'll probably play this again. Maybe not too often, but play it again.
And maybe with alcohol.
Yeah, definitely. That would be some kind of take those
suggestions
and change them to drinks. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Especially the way that these spins are.
Yeah.
You'd be on your butt in the first 5 minutes.
This is an Archie McPhee game. This is the first of two we're going to play this season because we're going to do one on Halloween called Oh No Zombies, which I think is not a far cry from this. I think it's another. I don't know. I haven't opened it yet, but I think it's another Candyland derivative, but with a little twist to it. And these cards are what really make the game. If one for these, they would be 5 minute spin and move. So I like this. We forgot to rate it last time.
Oh, okay.
Because we were so wrapped up in the alternate rules last time. What would you give this out of five?
I'd probably give it a three.
Really? I'm going to give it a four because I had the most fun. This is on a scale based on the games on the show. I mean, it's not a Cards Against Humanity by any means, which is closer to a four, if not a five. But judging on the curve we have of these games, this is a four.
I say it's better than the other things we've played.
Okay. So you gave it a three?
Yeah, I gave it a three.
I gave it a four, so that's a seven. This is definitely the highest rated game, most likely going to stay that way or real close to the top of those. So.
Cool.
That is it. That is Mr. Bacon's Big Adventure.
That was fun.
I'm hungry. Let's go eat.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to We're Bored. To see all the action of this episode's gameplay, visit neozaz.com to access the full video version of this episode. We're Bored is a neozaz.com production. For more great audio shows and original entertainment, visit neozaz.com and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/neozazpodcast. Parts of this recording that did not affect game outcome were edited for time. Join us in our next episode when we feature Mork and Mindy. Thanks for listening.